VOA News via remote, I'm Liz Palka. The European Parliament showing overwhelming support for pro-democracy protesters in Belarus Thursday. The legislative body voting that Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko should no longer be recognized as president starting in November when his term expires. European Parliament also said the EU should impose economic sanctions on the disputed leader. While the European Parliament's vote is not legally binding, it does carry political weight, and it can be influence how the EU invests in Belarus or grants financial support. Mass protests since the August election have posed the biggest threat yet to Lukashenko and his attempts to extend his 26-year rule. EU governments have yet to respond with sanctions. Firefighters continue to battle dangerous and deadly wildfires across the western U.S. states. The fires, so large and strong, they've produced a smoke haze that has drifted thousands of kilometers across the country and settled over New York City and Washington, D.C. Even Europe and Mexico are seeing some smoke from the blazes. The fires have been brought on by several weeks of record heat and dry wind that have destroyed about 1.8 million hectares of land across Oregon, Washington State, and California. A combined 35 people have been confirmed dead in the wildfires in the three states. Weather forecasters predict thunderstorms for Oregon Thursday and Friday, which could help firefighters contain the fires and clear the air of smoke that has blanketed the state since the blazes began. In California, the wildfires have killed at least 25 people, torched more than 4,200 homes and other buildings, and burned nearly 1.2 million hectares. This is VOA News. A U.S. consular official says her Belarusian-American husband's life is in danger after security forces arrested him in Belarus in July. Vitaly Shkliryov is a political analyst who holds a U.S. diplomatic passport. He was detained while visiting his elderly parents in his hometown of Gomel ahead of Belarus's highly charged August 9th presidential elections, according to his wife. Heather Shkliryov released a letter to the news media saying Vitaly was arrested July 29th after having finished a two-week quarantine at his parents' house due to the coronavirus. Heather Shkliryov says he was thrown into a van and driven to a detention center, Authorities accused him of working with a jailed opposition blogger. We have extensive coverage of this story on voanews.com. Sudanese authorities say 41 people have been arrested for possessing a large amount of explosives. The attorney general saying the suspects had enough explosives to destroy the capital of Khartoum. A Rapid Support Forces spokesman said an investigation into the terrorist groups led to the arrest, and there is concern that some Sudanese people will turn to carrying out bombings. Japan's new prime minister appears to have a strong backing by the public. Kyoto News Agency citing results of its telephone poll Thursday, saying 66% of the public backed Yoshihide Suga's new government. Suga became Japan's first new prime minister in nearly eight years on Wednesday. He pledged to contain COVID-19 and push reforms after retaining about half of predecessor Shinzo Abe's cabinet. There has been speculation that Suga could take advantage of the strong support indicated by the media polls to call a snap election soon to solidify his grip on power. Indian Defense Minister Rajnath Singh says New Delhi wants a peaceful resolution to its border dispute with China, but it's prepared for all contingencies to defend its sovereignty and territory. Singh called on Beijing to implement a recent understanding to disengage their troops. Singh also said, "We can start a war, but its end is not in our hands." A military standoff between the two countries is now in its fifth month, with troops from both sides deployed in huge numbers in the high Himalayas in Ladakh, a strategic cold desert region that borders Tibet. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.